and they will be requesting for your PIN. And this one, no company will do that. No company will do that. So
at no point should you give sensitive access data over.
Yeah.
Like online or on the telephone.
Yeah, like the Ecobank ad is saying, there's no way Ecobank will call you and ask you for your PIN. No. So that one, so the moment you get such requests, you know that it is. Then claiming your bank account details that, they want to correct something and that. No. No, 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 no. Then also, official website, I've mentioned that misspelling of the official website. So you always check the URLs, the spelling of the URL to be sure that you are going to the correct place. Now, the moment you see some of these things, you must quickly act fast. And some of the way you have to act is that you report to the legitimate business entity and the telcos for them to take action on that. Now, when we come to the password, when you suspend some of this, in the first thing you have to do is to change the password. Quickly change that.
For example, if you have an app and you feel that it's been breached.
Yeah, change your password quickly. Alert the service provider. Then warn your staff. There's something that you are suspecting, so there should be our, and also communicate to the customers that you suspect something, that they should be careful. Anything, they should call to verify. When you do this, you are protecting your business and the clients, the customers that you have. So
recently there was something that happened. There's a certain social grouping I belong to, and there was a meeting that was coming up. It would lead me to the next point I was trying to make. In short, I got a phone call, and the person says, my name is so-and-so, Mr. so-and-so, and I'm calling to confirm whether you will be attending the annual general meeting for so-and-so. And I said, there is an annual general meeting coming up. Mm-hmm. And then he says, are you not aware of it? I said, which of the offices are you calling from? And then they got upset, and then they hung up. Now, what I did was, I then reached out to the group, and I said, I've just received a call from this number, and they sounded legitimate until I asked them which of the offices they were coming from. Mm-hmm. And then people started coming up and saying he had done it to about 6 people already and he hadn't succeeded. So then he warned the rest of them.
Yes.
Otherwise, the 7th person could have...
Yes. And here, the hacker was unfortunate because maybe the people he was targeting are all educated people and who understand some of this. If you had gotten people who had no clue about this, the sales people would have gotten about 3 out of that. So for me, when it comes to this issue, my main take is that awareness creation, sensitization, education is fundamental.
There's something I want you to talk about in 30 seconds. Trust, which we have built for systems, which is now being tested, because now we are saying trust but verify. And social engineering, how people will call you and mention your name and where you go to church and where your Keep Fit Club is and where you ate lunch yesterday. It doesn't mean they know you.
No.
They got that information through social engineering.
That's
talk
right.
About social engineering.
So the social engineering has to do with the person trying to present certain information about you, which he has gathered around you through social media, or even through conversation and that. And now use that and let you feel like he or she knows you, or what he's saying is legitimate, because the person is speaking to certain things that is about you. And to prevent or minimize that, we say that we should reduce the way we expose ourselves on social media. Some people, especially some of the celebrities, every step they take is on social media. Every step they take. But there are some who have strong team managing their back-end social media for them, with security and health. But if you are not that type, you don't have that resources to have a back-end team doing that, and you just move around. Oh, I'm at this place taking lunch. oh, I'm at the airport going here. I'm that. Every step of your social life is out there. You are just giving too much information about yourself that tomorrow, if you look back, maybe you regret I put that information there. But that information is out. Somebody can pick it out. And even if not on you, use it against your friend that, or on your friend that, oh, this person, your friend, she's currently at the airport, and he says that I should call you to send this money. And you also know that true, he's at the airport.
Now they are using the data to ask for money.
Yes.
But they are graduating to impersonating you for other things. And that's where we shouldn't let them get to. Because, you see, if you do the very simple test, and today maybe we should do it when you are testing the password, where people will just, your name, and just Google your name. Maybe we can start doing that so that when we get interactive, we'll look at it. Everything you do creates trends. T-R-E-N-D-S. The internet does not forget.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it there.
Yeah. So the trend is what digital will call it, the digital footprint.
Footprint.
So everything you do on the internet creates a digital footprint that can be used to trace you. So that is why you send just a word about something, and before you realize, you are receiving commercials on your phone relating to that. Because the system is using what we call recommender services to monitor and track what you are interested in. So even a conversation you have, because Facebook now owns WhatsApp and most of the apps on your phone, and has already indicated in the terms of conditions that access to contact, access to this, and you have granted that access, Facebook is getting that data and is able to use it to commercialize whatever it wants to do. And so you engage in a conversation, then the next thing is that you are receiving adverts relating to that conversation.
How did they know?
Yeah, so because you've granted certain access, access to your audio and all that, and so they are pulling that data and they are analyzing it and now customizing the whole internet engagement to your needs. So you get it, it's like, wow. What it means is that they have received adequate information from you, which enables them now to target you with your interests. So all this social engineering thing is a whole complex thing that to avoid that, you minimize your the information you put out there. And like you said, you type your name and a lot of things will come about you. But for example, if you go on the same internet or even a stepfather to AI and you ask, what is my father's name? AI will tell you most of the time that I don't know. Because they say, what is my father's name? So, however, if I have done something on my phone that AI knows my name and certain profiling, it can use that to search for my father's name. If I'm a prominent person or I'm
If you type your name in AI,
yes,
you will be surprised the information the
That's
AI
right.
will give you.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that AI will not know what it has not been trained on.
Exactly.
It is only giving you information based on certain information that it knows. Mm. So if you deprive it of certain information, it cannot give you
exactly
related information on that.
Right.
So we need to know, and maybe at another time we'll talk about Africa and AI. Mm. Are we losing out or we are in the game? Mm. Maybe that is another thing.
So what we're saying is that AI is like fire, it's like a knife, a double-edged knife. It can serve you well, but it can also be dangerous.
Yeah.
And to protect yourself, we're saying be cautious.
Yes.
We've talked about passwords, not sharing your passwords. We've talked about responsible behavior.
Yeah.
We've talked about not speaking in public about private things. You're on the phone at the back of the bus. They can hear you at the front of the bus.
Yeah.
That's how they get the information.
Yeah.
We're talking about responsible behavior online.
That's right.
But you have some. We've got a couple more minutes before we get interactive.
Yeah.
You got a couple of scenarios. Maybe you can take us through maybe one of the scenarios before we get interactive, and then and then we continue the conversation.
Yes. So let's look at a scenario where your organization, your staff use AI to perform some of their work, and the tools they use are not authorized. They use the Open AI. as an organization, what do you do? So somebody will ask, so but AI, what is that? I can go to ChatGPT as an organization. Let me sound this warning to all organizations, big and small. Please, in this era that we find ourselves with a lot of AI tools, no organization should just allow their staff to use OpenAI for company-related work, either be it research or any assignment. Now, the moment a staff does that, whatever prompt that the person uses, AI will begin to learn with that. The information that you put in there, AI will start learning, and the algorithm that it is using is so powerful that it will learn and know more that you even did not expect, because it will be relating to a huge data. For example, if I should go in and type something, I'm a Joy FM staff, and this. Already, Joy FM is on the internet. AI will begin to dig so many things about Joy FM, and then flag it that, okay, this is an important thing. Then to be, the moment another person has something, it will be pushing that data to the person. So as an organization, what do we do? Use enterprise AI platforms. So you can engage with Microsoft, Amazon, and any of the AI platform for them to create an enclosed AI sandbox for your organization alone.
Hold that thought for me. Sandbox, we'll come back to it. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We'll take a quick message from our sponsors. When we come back, we get interactive.
Favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy997FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're interactive right now. Numbers to call 0302-216541. That's 0302-216541. You can also send us your comments on 0551111997. If you are driving, please do not text while you drive. We definitely want you to arrive alive. But otherwise, send us your comments on 0551111997. Or pick up that phone, give us a call. 0302-216541. As an organization, are you using AI in any way? What has your experience been? What are some of the things you are doing to protect your business in this digital and AI age? While we're waiting for those phone lines to start ringing, here are some announcements for your kind attention. The Ghana Horticulture Expo 2026. Get ready for the biggest horticulture and agricultural marketplace and innovation festival in the country. The Ghana Horticulture Expo 2026. Happening from the 3rd to the 5th of September 2026 at the Palm Convention Center at La Palm in Accra. This year's expo is under the theme From Soil to Sovereignty, Building Ghana's Agricultural Self-Reliance Through Innovation. Expect fresh fruits and vegetable, exciting food exhibitions, modern farm technology, building network opportunities, live demonstrations, thought leadership, and so much more. Are you a farmer, agribusiness, food vendor, processor, exporter, or entrepreneur? Then this is your opportunity to showcase your products and services to over 50,000 expected visitors from across Ghana and beyond. Vendor registrations and stand bookings are currently open. Call 024-345-7783. That's 024-345-7783 or 053-522-4555. Or visit us on www.com. www.ghanahorticulturexpo.com for registration and more information. The Ghana Horticulture Expo 2026 is brought to you by the Federation of Associations of Ghana Exporters and the Ghana Export Promotion Authority and the Ghana Exim Bank, with support from Fidelity Bank, Eolis Ghana, I beg your pardon, Ghana Exotics Limited, Agromonte, the Ghana Exporters Cooperative Credit Union, Horticulture Business Forum, and Joy Business. Don't miss Ghana's journey from soil to sovereignty. Ghana Horticulture Expo 2026, building Ghana's agriculture self-reliance through innovation. The Democracy Cup. Watch out for the third edition of your most anticipated Democracy Cup. The combatants are Asante Kotoko versus Accra Hearts of Oak. The date is 28th August 2026. The venue is the Baba Yara Sports Stadium, and kickoff is at 3 p.m. The curtain raiser will be Members of Parliament versus the Executive. The kickoff is at 1 p.m. for the curtain raiser. The rates are popular stand 30 Ghana cedis, center line 50 Ghana cedis, and VIP 100 Ghana cedis. It'll be a blockbuster encounter full of thrills, excitement, and captivating moments. You can't miss the fireworks. Vamo Technologies brings you job opportunities and favorite shows via your phone. Are you looking for a job and not sure where to search? Vamo keeps you connected anytime, anywhere. Just call 231 on MTN for free and select your preferred language to catch up on available job vacancies near you. And that is not all. You can also listen to real-life advice from experts to improve your daily life. All these are available on MTN short code 231. Vamo Technologies, bringing you closer to the conversation. That's the end of the announcement. Numbers to call again, 0302-216-541. You can continue to send us your comments on 055-1111-997. Dr. Kofi Annan is here with us talking about protecting your business in the digital and AI. I have a caller on the line. Good afternoon. Welcome to Masterclass. Your name and where you're calling from?
I am Ben Bishop, calling from Asante Mampo.
From Asante Mampo, my brother?
Yes, Asante Mampo.
How is Asante Mampo this afternoon?
Oh, cool. The weather is calm.
Brilliant, brilliant. Talk to us, my brother.
Please, with your facilitated dog, I want to find out something.
Yes.
In Ghana, when can we reach there? When people scan you, when people are able to take your money from your account or defraud you in a way? When can people get their money back? Because you go to the telcos, then they'll check and say, oh, the fellow has withdrawn the money already. They will even tell you to go to the police and report and bring, show that there's evidence that you've reported before they can go into the system. Back and front, before you go, the money is gone. Mm. I just want to say, just suppose this with a sister in the U.S. said, on some occasion, they use a credit card unknowingly to buy something. Quickly, they call her. They say, oh, we know you. You've been shopping at this center. But this credit card has been used at this mall or at this shop, which you don't normally go. Are you the one? They say, no, I wasn't the one.
Right.
They thank you. Want that confirmation. Quickly, they credit the money back to the account. Weeks later or days later, they'll call her that yes, they've arrested the fellow and retrieved the money. When shall we get there in Ghana? Thank you.
My brother, wonderful question. Thank you for calling too. Please keep listening. A quick reaction there.
Yes. Yes. So, from the narration, it involves a lot of stakeholders coming into play and ensuring that at every point in time, each of the stakeholders within the transaction space makes sure that they do some kind of authentication to cross-check. And that. Like, and you mentioned that the person was using the card at a shop that the lady normally does not go to that shop.
Yes.
So here, AI is playing a role there. They are monitoring your space and where you move and where you do your shopping. So it's able to now flag it and draw attention in that space. And also, whoever was using the card was quickly tracked. And again, In that space, I think Ghana, we are also coming. They have a centralized database in terms of ID and order, so it is easy to trap people. So as we get to use the Ghana card and we get all institutions coming on board, and as we have integrated database system that all organizations can link to, it will also help in doing some of this. But I can assure you that gradually we'll be getting there. At the moment when such things happen, yeah, the telcos, you can't go to them directly for them to produce the information. You have to go to the police. The police also have to go to court and take a court order, then go to the telco for the telco to provide information about the SIM card or the person who is suspected to have committed the crime. When the police get that data, I know there's cybersecurity, you know, that the CID, they will start investigating, and it takes time. Because some of these people, after using, they throw the SIM away. And after some time, when they know that nobody is watching, they pick it back because they are using the number of this. But they can monitor and track and know where the SIM is, when the SIM is active in the phone, and monitor and go and get them. And it takes time for the police to do that. So your question, yes, it is true. When we'll get there, I can assure you that gradually, we'll be getting there, but we'll as to when.
And I suppose that, you know, even though we're not in a place where it's comparable to the example you gave outside the country, what I want us to look at is that we are in a better place today than we were 5 years ago.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It's only reassuring that in the next couple of years, things are going to get much better. And so we just keep at it. Maybe you continue with the scenarios.
Yes. Okay.
The phone lines to
so let me read the scenario so that people will follow when I'm giving it. So the scenario is that you have a situation where your branch offices and other staff use OpenAI to do some translation of sensitive documents in your organization. Now, later you realize that this information has now come to the public domain. What should management do or the board do, knowing that the information getting out there can affect the business? So there are three things here that management or the board should consider. And I'm saying board or management because now every board of an organization must begin to look at the strategic view in terms of when it comes to using AI by the organization that they supervise as a board. So the board must have interest in this and have a policy, a strategic policy to that. The first thing is that, and I mentioned that before we went on break, is to engage these AI companies to provide an enterprise contract which gives them a customized AI sandbox. Now, what does this mean? What it means is that when they provide you with that, you'll be using the AI in your organization. For example, if it even ChatGPT and they create that a customized sandbox for you, your organization, what it means is that whatever your staff do on ChatGPT will not go out.
It stays in your environment.
Yes. It will not take the data to the public domain for the public AI to train with it. It will stay within. So it will not go out. So that secures your sensitive data as an organization. Yes. The next thing is to, because you don't know how your staff are using AI and you can't control it, allow them to list all the AI tools that they use. Get a catalog of that and then categorize them. Engage with the AI companies. If possible, let yourself know that, okay, these are the approved AI tools that you can use as a staff when you are doing any official work. Any official work. For your private work, you can use anything, but when it comes to official work, these are the approved AI tools that you can use. And then maybe when you have done that, the next is if anybody violates that, there may be sanctions against you. Now, the third one, which is the main thing, is to set what I call a tiered risk AI safe use classification for corporate organization. It's like a traffic light. the green is low risk. Mm-hmm. Now, that one has to do with internal test summaries, basic data cleaning, and automatic. So that one, if the data that the staff is dealing with is not that sensitive, that one, the staff can just approve it and then get it done. Then we have the yellow, that is medium risk, where the data that the staff is working on has some sensitive data in it, and that so that one may require a supervisory approver, not the staff approving it by him or herself, but a supervisory approver, nurse in command, to approve that, okay, we've did. Then the high risk, that is the red, where the data is highly sensitive, that one must have management or board approver. Now, when you have this as an organization, you streamline the use of AI in your organization and you protect your space. Because you may have competitors, and your competitors can use the same data against you. Some even can use that to create a denial of service if you work online. What is denial of service? Well, I know that my client is going to do something that is going to pull traffic to their site, and customers will be enjoying certain this thing. They can use that data to create denial of service, where they will let bots bombard your site with tokens that the site will go down. So your client will be going, oh, the site is not coming. It will be turning. Say, load, no, it will never show. Meanwhile, it is a competitor who has engaged
activity.
And let me also say this, that please, the hackers, it is their work. It is a work they are doing. And so individuals, organizations, politicians, government, engage them. They engage them. A company can engage a hacker that do this against this company. Who is my competitor? And so if these outlets that engage them are not there, they will not work. The hackers will not have work to do. It is us as individuals, companies, politicians, government that engage them to do certain things for us. And when they finish doing that, they also take information and use it to do their own work.
So now it's not just them doing it of their own volition, but now people are seeking their services,
yes,
against
competition. Yes, yes. Initially, it started with their own volition. Now people are engaging them. Politicians are engaging them, especially when it is getting to election. They are engaging them. And business entities are engaging them to do a whole lot. Individuals are also engaging them. So you must be alert when it comes to this.
So all the more reason why people must protect their businesses.
Yeah.
We've got just a few more minutes, and then we've sort of run out. Let's just do a quick recap, if you will. Will you find time to do the test again?
The
password test?
Yeah, we can.
I don't think we have time for that, but let's just sort of do a quick recap from the conversation from last week and this week. What should businesses remember? Just very salient. I think you talked about a few of them today, but we could just go over them again. What should businesses remember as things they can do to protect their business? And then once you're done with that, we sign out.
Okay. So the key thing is that as business entities, you must be aware that there are some bad people out there who may be targeting you. There is this error that we think that is the big companies that these hackers target. No. In fact, research shows that they target even the smaller company because they are easy to get. They don't have much security in place. They don't have good IT infrastructure. So they are the most vulnerable that these hackers target. So know that you are a target. As to who is targeting you, you may not know. That is why you need to now put measures in place to protect your space. And one of the ways to do that is to ensure that you first of all educate yourself about some of these security issues when it comes to the use of AI and the internet within the cybersecurity space. Again, ensure that the password you use across the organization is regularly updated. Do not expose organizational password to staff you don't trust. Again, when staff leave your organization, immediately change any password they were associated with. Change them immediately. Even before they step out from the organization, change it before they leave. The moment they express that intention, change it before they leave. Again, if they had access to any of your social media, this has administrated, change them in that space. The next thing also is that make sure you continuously engage with yourself to be alert when it comes to phishing and social engineering, so that they can also engage with customers on that. Always let your customers be in the loop and give them that assurance that you are protecting them and their data, that every time you'll be giving them information that on that space.
Thank you so much. I wish we could go on and on and on, because this conversation is an ever-evolving one. But thank you so much. You've been with us for 2 weeks. Dr. Nana Kofi Annan, Senior Lecturer, Ghana Communications Technology University, sharing those thoughts with us on how to protect your business in this digital and AI.